to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller for the next 2 hours. And we'll be joined a little later by Jeffrey Bennett from Republic Trading Group. Just a quick reminder, as you know, 11.915 was getting stepped on by some strange foreign station. And so we're moving up the dial just a tad. You can find us at 11.920, well, between 11.920 and 11.918 in your neck of the woods, and hopefully it'll come in a little bit better. But we are working on the problem. We've got to defeat the men in the shadows first. Steve's still holding from the last hour. Still there, Steve?
Yes, hello.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're
no,
right.
You made a good point about the char lawyers, but the globalists clearly say that what they want to do is they wanted to move the manufacturing out of this country deliberately so they could break not only the middle class, but also break the American people, period, in terms of making them work harder for less, flooding all these different foreign inferior third-world cultures into their country, et cetera. It was a combination of things. Now, the other thing is about the school system. You mentioned about the government, you know, with the control and stuff with the government with the school system. I talked to – this was a long time ago, back in the early 90s, but I spoke to a very old lawyer who had a his own private real estate law firm here in the Queens area, like Jamaica Estates area. And he told me, you know, he was like an English guy, but he told me that very, very, very long time ago, long before the 60s, the school system, I'm talking high school system, the public high school system, academically was much, 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 much better. And even though I hear all of, yeah, go ahead. What?
Oh, sure it was. I mean, that was before Department of Education. That was before teachers' unions. That was before all that.
Did they have teachers' unions then? Did they or did they not? Didn't they?
You know, I don't think. Well, you may have had some sort of union, but by and large, the so-called public school systems at the time were controlled by the states. In other words, it was a state responsibility, and then the federal government said, no, we're going to take it over because we can run it better than you can. And subsequently, you've had, 30-odd years of declining school standards.
Right. But, see, people may even say I'm anti-Semitic for saying this, but I've had a lot of people also connected to the either I've heard call on radio shows, regular radio shows here, who used to work for the Board of Ed in New York City area.
Oh, sure.
Or either connected to it, clearly say that until a lot of these Jews took over the New York City Board of Ed and Education system, it was much, much better, you know, before they really took everything over and put all the psychological stuff and all the political correct stuff, like anything with Western world and Western history is bad, and then all this psychological, mental stuff that they don't even have in Europe, by the way, because even the government, you're right about government control to some extent. There's some things the government don't do better. There's some things that some areas of government does things worse. But I think I think government is like a clay or like a putty in your hand. It's the people really who control it and who, it can really be anything you want. Just like the founding fathers made the Constitution, they made that out of nothing. Government could really be anything. The people whose mind and the creator, the person who drives it or makes it. Wants it to be, whether it's communism, nationalism, national socialism, a constitutional republican, republic, a parliament, a monarchy, or what? I mean, or anything in between, really, actually. And that's the thing, too. I think it's these people with the philosophical one. But everybody I talk to, they all would say this.
Steve, we got to go.
Okay.
Thanks, brother.
All right, bye.
We'll be back. We'll talk to Clarence in Oklahoma, Walt in Arizona.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British Sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British Sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898 or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller on this Tuesday. We'll be joined in a little bit by Jeffrey Bennett from Republic Trading Group. Apparently, he's very, 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 very busy. And he should be. And we'll be talking about gold and what gold has done. And then third hour, we'll be joined by Al Garza from the Minuteman Project on the Arizona border. Find out what's going on down there now that the president once again has announced amnesty is what he hopes Congress is going to come up with now that they're back in session. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Clarence in Oklahoma. Hey, Clarence. Thanks for holding, my friend.
Hello there, Robbie.
Great to talk to you again. Absolutely.
And it's been a few weeks, and I finally got my wish, because I think I said that few weeks ago, that was the first time I called you, I said I'd be just happy, nothing against John, but I'd be happy if they could clear from 3 o'clock to the rest of the evening to listen to you. So I'm going to get my wish today.
Well, I appreciate the kind thoughts. Thank you, sir.
Okay, you're kind of coming in kind of low on my hold on just a second. I'm on a headset. Let me change over to my phone here. Let me try this. See if you're coming in better. Hello?
Well, we hope we're coming in better. Cause
okay, yeah, I can hear you.
11.920.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know quite where to start. I will second what your first caller of the day said. You're on a roll. And definitely I agreed with – I've worked for the federal government for over 30 years, and I'm nearing retirement. And I can't say how glad I am, because I've seen the inner workings, even at my low level, that's as low as it is. And it is an amazing process to watch, and believe me, they do. You hit the nail right on the head when you described it. Whenever they try to do anything, they do nothing. They mess it up worse than it was before, you know. And I say a good case in point is this new Medicare prescription.
Prescription drug.
It's such a Byzantine piece of legislation that, you know, people at that age, and it's got so many loopholes, and it's just, instead of just trying to write something simple, they made it worse.
Oh, sure they did. And, well, they came out originally, said it would cost $400 billion, but before the ink was even dried, it was close to a trillion.
Yeah, and, you know, here we, it's like, I guess the money, well, as we know, it comes from nowhere, right? Out of thin air nowadays. And it's not, you know, I heard an interview with someone this morning on one of the public radio stations, and apparently some official from the Social Security Administration saying, it's not confusing. I said, if they'll just sit down with an official from our from Social Security, you know, it's not confusing. They can explain it to them. They shouldn't have to be that way. You shouldn't have to have somebody explain it to you. It ought to be simple enough that you can understand it yourself.
Oh, sure. But it was like the IRS a few years ago when they had all the complaints about how tough it was to fill out your tax return. They said, listen, we've come up with a plan. It's called a 10 easy form. It's supposed to simplify taxes.
You remember the old joke on the internet a few years ago? The new easy form, how much money did you make last year? Only had two boxes. How much money did you make last year? And then the bottom one, send it in.
Yeah.
And another thing I see, so many good topics. The oil thing.
Yes.
We have plenty. I mean, like you say, I agree. I bought into originally, I heard listening to a late night talk show host three or four years ago, and I fell for this peak oil thing that, right. You know, the world is running out of oil.
Out of oil, yeah.
And then I started looking around, and I thought, you know, that sounds, you know, but then when you start looking into it, it's just like you said, there's plenty of oil there, it's just a matter of going and getting it. And if they'll let you drill there, but like you say, the environmental organizations won't let them drill in half the Gulf and off California. And even the stuff in the Alaska slope, I have heard, I don't know how true this is, that they ship that to Asia, to Japan and Asia.
It's Japanese by pretty much 90% of what comes out of Alaska.
Mm-hmm, goes there. So, you know, that's not doing us any good. And one more thing. I've got to collect my thoughts. You covered so much ground. I'd like to get it, and I heard it on another show a few months ago. When I was growing up, I'm giving my age away, I'm in my mid-50s, there was a man named Dan Smoot that used to have I listened to him religiously when I was in high school and throughout the years when he was on. He had a radio and TV weekly thing. And matter of fact, I got to meet him in person one time down at the local auditorium here where he made a speech and got an autographed copy of his book. And he did a little piece called Honoria. I don't know if you've heard of that, but it's a description it wasn't written by him, but he read it on his program. Taylor Caldwell wrote it, the noted author. And it started out about this country, and we'll call it Honoria. And it's told about the history from the general that was a farmer and became a general when the nation was threatened, then went back to being a farmer. And when you listen to it, you would have sworn after you listened to the whole thing, it was the United States of America, just by listening to the historical references. And then the great Civil War they had and all this. And in the end, they spring it on you. It was ancient Rome that they were describing. And they described all the Roman emperors and all the people that you thought were George Washington and Grant and Lincoln and whoever, Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, that type of thing. So it's quite something to think about.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I appreciate the call, my friend. Thanks, Clarence.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Walt in Arizona. Hey, Walt.
I've had a chance to speak with you.
There you are.
I just want to recount my experience when I lived in down in South Africa in the early 70s. It's a few years ago, and you might have been in that part of the world likewise. I'm not sure. But I had a car that held 12 imperial gallons, and I'd go downtown in the Durban, and I found a gas station, the most interesting. Three pumps, premium leaded gas, regular leaded gas, and a third pump called Union. And I discovered it was 190 proof ethyl alcohol derived from sugar at the Union pump.
Sure.
So, yeah, I don't know whether you're familiar with that situation,
but it was
Caltech operation.
Sure. If you remember, that geographical location of South Africa had a very large, one of their big exports was sugar cane. And yes, obviously, well, what caused that whole thing, obviously, was the embargoes that were placed on South Africa from the United Nations because of the evil apartheid government. And so we had to come up with our own way of getting gasoline. And the one was from Sasol, if you remember Sasol. And that was taking the large coal reserves and converting them into gasoline. And the other one was the sugarcane blend. Sure.
Yeah, I had a little trouble hearing you on the telephone, so I had turned it up on the radio here. I hope I don't get an echo. Do you hear an echo?
Oh, yeah, we got an echo because we got a little bit of a delay there.
Okay, well, anyway, I'll keep the radio down a little bit. I want to comment that your spring is really wound up, you're really ticking, and you've got to watch that balance wheel. Robbie, it is a pleasure to talk with you. The incident of the filling the gas tank there at Caltech, which is a joint operation of Standard Oil of California and Texaco at that time, filling up, I would first put in 2 imperial gallons of Union, and then I'd tank off the rest of the tank. So I got anywhere from 15 to 20% ethanol, and I got a better performance in that manner than I would get paying for premium regular gasoline. And it was most outstanding because what you had, in effect, 190-proof alcohol has a trace of water, and your engine is a combination steam engine and internal combustion engine, and it really gave the power. Nice to talk with you, Robbie.
Absolutely. Thanks, Walt.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're joined by my co-host for this hour, probably because he's had a busy day, Jeffrey Bennett from Republic Broadcasting.
You know, that is
Republic
true.
Trading.
Same thing, but, you know, I've got to kind of back up what Walt said. But, you know, the day is soon nearing an end, and I can get the same effect with a little Cavassier, you know. Holy moly.
Yes. Well, hold that thought there, Jeffrey. We've got just one more call there to get to. Yeah, we got Linda in, where is it, Wisconsin?
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Linda.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I can hear you too, Linda.
And
hello,
hi,
darling.
Jeff. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing fine, dear.
Good to hear your voice.
Same here.
You know, Robbie, I was just thinking when you went off the air at 4 p.m., and I thought, you know, I'm going to have to call John and tell him that Robbie needs more time. And then you came on at the 4 o'clock hour.
There was
a gentleman that just called, and he was talking about Dan Smoot.
Yes.
And I came across a book that Dan Smoot wrote called The Invisible Government back in the 60s. And he had a television program on. I never saw it, but I do have the videotapes of it on the constitutional government. So it's a wonderful...
Hold that thought, Linda. We've got to take a short break, and we'll be right back. And I'll be joined by Jeffrey Bennett, my co-host for this hour, maybe the next hour, if we can twist his arm. And we'll be back after this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Tuesday, sitting in for John Stadtmuller, Robbie Noel, to go with my co-host Jeffrey Bennett, and we are speaking to Linda in Wisconsin. Hey, Linda, you still there?
I'm still here.
Thanks for holding.
Well, the gentleman that called in and mentioned Dan Smoot, I couldn't hear everything he said, but that was my main reason for calling in. I just finished reading this book called The Invisible Government. It's no longer in print. But it's interesting, the players of the New World Order, primarily the Council on Foreign Relations, and who these people were back then and what their plans were for this global government, were right on track. Everything that they wanted to accomplish is here. And it's amazing when you read past history warning us about what is to come if we don't stop it now. And that was what he ended up saying in his book, you know, here's what we can do now. So we have had people out there periodically trying to wake up the people and educate them. I don't know what's happened, why we haven't seen this coming, why we haven't been able to see through this deception. But I'm hoping that there are brighter and better days ahead. And I appreciate your remarks, and Jeff, I appreciate everything that you've educated me on in the past, and just keep up the good work, and thank you very much, and enjoy the program.
Thanks, Linda.
Very much, Linda. I'm sorry I'm kind of being so silent, guys. I am in the middle of answering so many emails on one various different thing or another. Insanity orders keep coming in here. I'm just getting ready to pick up the phone and call in to do the program, and the producer calls and says, "Are you coming on the show?" I says, "Yeah." So it has been it's absolutely interesting, the kind of things that are going on. The certainly we've seen settling in the markets, which I'm sure you spoke about in the last couple hours. For one reason or another, we see the settling, and it tends to do two things, Robbie, which has always interested me. It puts people off. People who are prone to making excuses as to why they don't buy something, it tends to put them off and they don't buy it. And others, it instantly brings out of the woodworks. People who have been waiting and hoping for a little bit of a pullback, or the circumstances come where maybe tax returns have come in, or maybe a sale on a piece of real estate, or maybe they've got one pending. And so it's quite interesting the calls it brings out. But as we've both known for years, excuses are only that. Don't tell me you're going to wait for gold to pull back to 575 and then you'll buy, because frankly, if it pulls back to 575, no, you won't. Then your next level will be 500 and 450, and you know, just go.
Oh,
go
sure.
To the...
And when gold gets to $1,000, it becomes completely irrelevant whether you bought gold at 595, whether you bought gold at 395,
absolutely,
or whether you bought it at 695.
Absolutely correct.
Sure.
And I'm seeing, which you don't know, by the way. I don't know if while you're on the air, you can check your email. Certainly do so. Feverishly before finally getting connected, I was working with suppliers, importers, putting some interesting combination packages together just before my calling in. And this is kind of a teaser for where we'll go here, because I understand you've got a guest coming up. We've got one coming up second hour.
Just an update on what the Minutemen are doing on the border. As you know, it's a passionate topic for you as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, because it affects me at this end of the valley as much as it does your end of the valley. It doesn't make a lot of difference.
Sure.
We have an ad running right now. And I think it talks about, what, a 10-pack of British Sovereigns for, what, $175 each. Interesting enough, gold has continued to eke up a little bit. Silver has gone through some downs and ups, and it's holding in a particularly interesting range, and yet gold has quietly just kept creeping up and creeping up. I just finished making a commitment to our supplier for some more sovereigns. Interestingly enough, I was able to cut a better price, and so just before this I came on with you, a gentleman called and said, "Hey, I'm calling you about the ad you've got on the network for, you know, the 10 gold pieces at X." In just a few minutes, we'll introduce what the revamped version of that package is. The audience is going to be surprised, because even though gold is up about $20, the cost of the package is down. How do we do those things? It's called the power of volume purchasing. We've been moving some hellacious numbers of sovereigns, the Netherland pieces, the Uruguayan pieces recently. As we both know, we got calls over the weekend asking if we had some interest in what are referred to as the modern-day fives. We could not get them because we could not make a large enough commitment, or we did not really want to make a large enough commitment. You and I are both familiar with those, and it's really a shame because they are a lot of coin for the money. But we may address that at some other time here in the future as we can get a quantity of them.
Oh, sure. I mean, the point that we try to make on a consistent basis is about the value of the dollar and where the direction of the dollar is headed. And if you're not paying attention to this, you won't get what we are trying to propose here. A way for you to insure your wealth against who knows what these people are up to. Anyway, we'll have a lot more when we return. My co-host, Jeffrey Bennett, and yours truly, after this short commercial break.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statmiller, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel, together with my co-host Jeffrey Bennett from Republic Trading Group on this Tuesday. If you haven't been paying attention, these are the facts of life. The Russian finance minister came out at the G7 meeting last weekend in Washington, D.C. and stated that the U.S. dollar is no longer the world's reserve currency. The Central Bank of Sweden has diverted 50% of its assets that was holding in dollars into euros. There is a definite switch that is taking place internationally where central banks and, yes, governments are divesting out of the dollar. They're doing this for a number of reasons. They know that the U.S. debt and deficit is so huge it'll never be repaid, and it is, without question, the policy of the Federal Reserve to continue flooding the market with Federal Reserve notes. Mark Faber came out today. Now, Mark Faber, in case you don't know who he is, Mark Faber runs a Hong Kong-based fund, $200 million. His claim to fame was when he told all his investors to get out of U.S. stocks a week before the 1987 Black Monday crash. He began recommending commodities at the end of 2001. He said gold is going to rise tenfold in the next 2 years. Let me quote you what he says. If the Dow Jones goes up 3 times in the next 2 years, I think gold prices will go up by a minimum of 10 times to something of the order of $6,000 an ounce.
That's a little scary. But you know, what I find interesting, Lou Dobbs on CNN has spent more and more of his time over the course of the last year concentrating on this horrendously expensive problem of ours, this invasion, this illegal invasion of America. And I think there's no bones about it. We have illegal invaders in this country from all over the world, from China, from Eastern Europe, former Soviet bloc. It just goes on and on and on. But the majority are coming from Mexico. It is our biggest problem. It's Mexico's greatest in export, probably our biggest nightmare, and it's also they are creating Mexico's greatest import, which is money that American workers should be making. But according to the president, well, we know the end of it. What I find interesting is does Lou Dobbs any longer call his program Moneyline? Didn't it used to be Lou Dobbs Moneyline? Does he ever discuss economic issues? And if so, why aren't these things being brought to the American public's attention to make them aware so that they can better prepare? Or is it once again a matter of being shills for Wall Street?
Of course they're shills for Wall Street, because you've got to look at who advertises on CNN. You don't get a major corporation like Merrill Lynch, who spends millions of dollars on advertising, allowing a ragtag announcer to somehow come out and inform the generally dumb public, otherwise known as the GDP.
Oh, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Telling them that, listen, the dollar is toast. Now, the dollar's not going to disappear. Zimbabwe is a case in point. The Zimbabwean dollar is worthless, but it hasn't disappeared. The dollar's not going to disappear. What it is going to require is you're going to have to spend a lot more dollars to buy the same amount of stuff that you can buy today. It is the example that we use in that commercial that no longer runs about real estate prices in 1975 and how many gold coins it would take you to buy it. It's not that real estate values have gone up. It just simply means that in order to buy that same home today, you're going to have to spend a huge amount more dollars. It's the same reason why gold has gone up 100%, ironically, ever since Bush took power. Gold has doubled. It's not that gold has doubled. It is now costing you twice as many dollars to buy that same amount of stuff.
It's actually worse than that, because we I think, spoke that it's only been as late as very late 2003, I think, that we were seeing out here $1.35 for a gallon of gasoline. We are right over $3 a gallon now. Now, that is 2.5 times what it was. So now we're no longer facing the fact that the dollar has fallen by 50%. The dollar has now fallen by, 65 or almost 70% in this is just in a little over 2 years. So that's the reality of why we're seeing what we're seeing.
Oh,
interesting.
Sure.
Interesting you were bringing up Robert Mugabe and Zimbabwe. Last night I was up quite late, and there was a documentary on the Independent Film Channel, and I had never seen this, and it was an absolute mind-blower. Now, there was a time you lived in California, is that correct?
Right.
Were you in the L.A. County area?
Yes, I was.
There was something back then in the very early days of cable television, of big cable television, called the Z Channel.
Right.
Which you may or may not be aware of. Well, there was a young guy that had put the Z Channel together. I think his name is Steve Harvey. And he got his claim to fame by bringing somewhat obscure films that had been ignored or had been butchered. Heaven's Gate was a perfect example of a film that was a 3.5 hour, somewhat of a masterpiece. But by the time they butchered it and brought it to the screen, it blew my mind. I consider myself a film aficionado, and there's a film that shocked me last night that was done in about sometime in the late 50s, I think, starring Rock Hudson and Sidney Poitier. I cannot remember the name of the film. I had never heard of this film before, and it is exactly what it had to do with, is the apartheid going on in South Africa even back then. How amazing, and exactly what took place. And you got to witness the economic unraveling of things as well as the socio-economic and political. But to go back that many years and see something like that going on was quite surprising to me.
Well, South Africa was a testing ground for this, of the policy of cultural Marxism.
Exactly.
and which today we refer to as political correctness, as sort of just laughing it off. Oh, well, that's political. No, it's cultural Marxism. It is a way of how you undermine a country's its heritage, its culture, and its sovereignty. What they did in Southern Africa, it's happening today in America.
Well, you know, this is what gets even more interesting. The original film, as was released, actually had an opening preview. Now, if you ever remember seeing old Cecil B. the movies, like The Ten Commandments, etc., DeMille was kind of an odd bird. He used to come in a filmed behind-the-curtain thing, and he'd come out and do an introduction to the film. This particular movie, and I'm going to get into this today because I now want to find a copy of it, actually had an opening done by Winston Churchill. And, of course, when the film was originally released, you know, they hacked the old guy out, et cetera, which is fine. But the one line he used in the introduction of this film was talking about South Africa in 1907 and its importance to the world with the political problems they were having then. And, of course, here it was at that time, 50-some, almost 60-some-odd years later, and he was saying, and it's still the same today. So it does really go to show how nothing really ever changes. The faces that control it, and maybe the rulers may change, but that's as far as it goes. Political and socioeconomic problems are still controlled by the same SOBs that we're doing here over 100 years ago. And as we know, we're facing the 100th birthday of the Federal Reserve. What are they going to do, issue a commemorative coin for that too?
Yeah, funny talking about watching stuff. I watched on the Discovery Channel. It was called the World's Mightiest Bank, and it was a one-hour documentary on the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And they were proud of the fact that it only cost them 4 cents to produce a $1 bill or a $100 bill, and they showed you the printing presses that Ben Bernanke was talking about. How, so long as people are going to accept the Federal Reserve note as a method of exchange, you are prepared to let these printing presses run. They produce 297,000 notes a minute.
Doesn't matter what the denomination is. Denomination is not important.
Besides the vault where they've got $75 billion worth of gold, it's floor to ceiling stashed up, they've got this other room, which is three stories high. This is a storage room. It's three stories high. It is the size of a football field. Everything is mechanical in the Federal Reserve. They got these robots that take these piles of cash and they stack them from floor to ceiling. I mean, this is what Mark Faber says. He says, if you want to understand why I'm telling you gold is going to $6,000 an ounce, you've got to understand how many Federal Reserve notes have been printed over these many years that the Federal Reserve has been in power.
But this brings us back almost first full circle to where we began. The comment about Faber making about the acceptance of the dollar, and yet we're seeing that more and more countries around the world are no longer willing to put their full trust and faith in the U.S. dollar. If we have governments in other nations around the world that are starting to say, wait a minute, something's going on here, but this dollar, the good old dollar, just ain't what it used to be. Why should our listeners, why should the American public, what are we supposed to do, make up the difference? We'll never make up the difference. They have mortgaged this nation's future for hundreds of years into the future, maybe even thousands of years. I think I read a report one day that, you'd have to spend X number of millions of dollars a year every day going back to the time of Christ, and you still couldn't pay this thing off. And I don't remember what the exact numbers were, but the general thought process is enough to really make one sit up and take notice. Take your credit card bill. If all you do is pay the minimum payment, you'll never pay it off in your lifetime. And,
oh, sure.
And that's exactly what the Federal Reserve has created for us, and what our entire corrupt political system has created for us is a massive credit card. And I'm not sure we even get perks along with it. In the old days, you could go open an account at a bank and get a toaster or something like that, or an iron. Forget it. Not anymore. They bill you for that now. Shipping and handling.
L. Martin made the statement, and that's absolutely true. And, I mean, you can see it in your own neighborhood. We are going through right now the largest, listen to me, I'm trying to talk like an American. The largest, I catch myself every now and again, tomato, tomato, glass, glass. We are witnessing the largest transformation of wealth from the middle 50% of the country to the top 10%. Today it was announced, and it's a story up on the website, foreclosures are up 72%. Home foreclosures are up 72%. Look, the Federal Reserve is not going to be lowering interest rates anytime soon. Foreign investment that's supposed to come into the United States in order to help us finance the deficit without taxing the American people to death is dwindling. So they've got to get that extra funding from somewhere else, which ultimately means the Federal Reserve, even though everybody's saying they're not going to raise rates, please, give me a break. They're going to be raising rates for the foreseeable future. These home foreclosure notices are the first warning signs, because these are the people, in large part, according to the story, are the people that jumped into that insanity of those ARNs, those adjustable rate
mortgages.
These people are now so upside down in the house because they put nothing down, and anybody could qualify for them. So to the point where they are looking and they see that the value of the house that they moved in with this ARM is nowhere near the ATM machine that they thought it was, and every time the Fed raises rates, their monthly nut goes up substantially. Add to this the added cost of gasoline, and who knows what it's going to do when it gets to $4 or $5 a gallon, because it's going there. We just don't know whether it's Labor Day or whether it's Memorial Day when we're going to see these prices, but we are going to see them. I mean, this is almost guaranteed. And so the Fed is going to be forced to raise the rates. You're going to see more foreclosures. You're going to see more of this transfer of wealth, as Al was talking about, manifest before our very eyes, and it's not going to take a lot of time for that to finally work its way through the system.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I mean, all this Pizza Hut have added a $1.50 surcharge to all the delivery of their pizzas because of added fuel costs. You're going to see that in every single industry out there. Truckers are going to pass on the added costs to the grocery stores. The grocery stores are going to turn those added costs on to guess who? You and me. Everything rolls downhill to the poor schmuck at the bottom, the hardworking stiff out there that's trying to make a buck, but he's getting robbed blind, not only by his own government, but obviously he's getting robbed blind by this thing called inflation, which is the most insidious tax on the planet.
Absolutely. There's no excuse for it. I got a call from a client this morning who's very concerned about, continued imminent problems in Iran. Once again, I don't know why everybody worries about Iran for an oil supply house, because it's never been a huge one anyway, but it's like, come on, people, wake up. Take a look around you. We talk about people saying, well, I don't understand inflation. I said, how can you not understand it? Look what it's costing you to fill your SUV. Look what it's costing you to fill your old 1972 Volkswagen. I mean, my God, it makes what we used to have to pay to fill those things in 1973 and or 1979 look like chump change. Nobody expected to see fuel prices at this level. And yet, you're right, whether it's clothing, I don't care if it's clothing at Walmart that has to get trucked in or bussed in or shipped in or flown in. Every bit of this is going to get held up because of fuel costs. And so now Fox, CNN, everybody's doing specials on alternative energy. Everybody's got the answer, but nobody wants to do anything. A couple of guys having a very heated debate last night on one of the late night programs about, it's you guys, it's you Greens, it's you Greenpeace, and you Sierra Club guys, you won't allow any drilling, and you want this, and you want that. It's got to go beyond the drilling. So the president comes out this morning with his 4-point plan for energy conservation. What did he do? Go read the Jimmy Carter playbook? It must be, because let's see. We got a new energy plan. No tax incentives for solar, of course. That's right. We're involved with Iran, too. When does the next hostage crisis take place?
Yeah.
Is this what this guy's trying to emulate? Come on.
I know, and you know what really blows my mind? Here, over the weekend, was the big story. Another tape from Osama bin Laden deep inside a cave in Pakistan. The media's all over this thing. Today it was Zachary Massawi, whatever his name is, suddenly does a tape. Everybody's worried about these people. They're living caves. But yet the big story over the weekend, Russian military announced that it flew into U.S. airspace with two Russian bombers, a Tu-160 Blackjack and a Tu-95 Bear that were loaded with nuclear-tipped missiles, and the U.S. spooks never even saw it. They were unable to detect either plane with radar or visually. They're worried about some guy living in a cave?
All I know is every time George's points drop another four, they bring the ghost of this dirtbag back out. Does he even still really exist? How amazing.
It is. We are speaking with Jeffrey Bennett from Republic Trading Group. We'll take a short break, and you better have a pen and paper handy when we return.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, we've lost faith in a lot of things. Well, it's unfortunate. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to get an update from Al Garza. He's the National Executive Director for the Minuteman Civil Defense Organization on the border of Arizona. We get a live update to find out whether or not George Bush's amnesty plan is causing a rush for the border, if you will.
I thought that was George Bush's anemic plan.
Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, anyway.
I know.
Let's not get into this one, Jeffrey.
I know. That's another can of worms.
Absolutely. Well, as usual, I try to open my email, but you sent me something that my poor Mac doesn't understand, so I've got no idea.
I have to do it the other way, and we're going to barely have enough time to do this. I want you to listen to the ad that we just ran. We'll try to get through this before the break. Kelly just ran the ad, and, of course, she doesn't monitor me while I'm on break. I was telling her, pull that ad. But you know what? Let it run. Offering this absolutely gorgeous George V's gold sovereigns, brilliant uncirculated, as we've discussed, the very same piece that's carried to this day by military officers, internet spies, MI6, James Bond type, U.S. Air Force pilots, etc. Even the Russians, they trade in old sovereigns for security purposes, spy purposes, bribery, etc. And the ad we're running right now, I think, is offering them for, what, $175 each, something of that nature? We've got a real interesting package we've done this afternoon, and it took some manipulation, and it's a mix of both gold and silver. And here's what the package is. Each package, we're going to call it the 425 package. It's based on today's date, and these will be good until supplies are exhausted. Each package will include 8 brilliant uncirculated British sovereigns. Most are going to be King George's. There could be occasionally a King Edward in there. But, you know, you're dealing with nearly 2 full ounces of gold. Golds continue to hold up very well. But included in this package is also going to come with 40, that's 2 full rolls, of 1 ounce silver bullion rounds. Brand new, freshly minted in the tube. Your price, package delivered, is $1,982. That's to your door. Now, we've not really sat down and played quantity discount stuff because we've taken all of this into consideration with the offering of this package, getting this price down, down, down. So for those of you who've missed out on the Freddie Mercury package we did last week and some of the other offerings, this is a great one. And by the way, within this package, that actually reduces the sovereign price to a little over $172 each. So there's almost a $3 savings per coin buying it this way, and you get the plus of the extra silver. But you'll need to call us today and tonight at 1-800-691-7898. But you know what? We're on the air for another hour, so Lord knows what's going to happen. Make a note of it all. We'll be here to care for you. I guess we'll be back after the top of the hour break.
Yes, we will.
Aha.
Stay tuned, my friend. 11.920, 11.918, anywhere in between there. And as we said, coming up next hour, we'll get an update from the Minuteman Project.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.